dad paraded him into his box, and we stood at the rails, mom and I. We watched as they
woof, woof, woof. Fellas. Episode 2, Sports Bet Non-Chasers. I'm your host, Paddy Garshagan. Rhino and Gunner, how are we, gents?
Yeah, all the best, mate.
Are you still enjoying the little intro of the Sandown 1985 spectacular ad, He Could Fly?
No, I didn't enjoy it last week, and it hasn't grown
You don't like it that it's still sort of just playing in the background now as we intro the show?
I absolutely love it.
Rhino loves it, because Rhino brought the little He Could Fly to the table, and I tell you what, that dog could fly. As we just let that one little fade out. We could fly. Very good.
Please,
boys, last week we came to it. We said we're going to have a new segment here. We're going to come here and we're going to tip some winners. Now, episode 2, and we are all standing here with a negative $100 bank kitty. So we need to discuss that, and we need to apologise to the listeners because they have stuck with us and we've let them down. We will get to that, but I'll quickly touch on what else is the show. The National Derby, Wenty, four heats on Saturday night. Made sure I spelt it D-A-R-B-Y, Gunner, just so I didn't pronounce it wrong, as you eyed me off there. We've got two at Sandown Park tonight, obviously Thursday being the time of recording. We're going to tell you how you could race a greyhound at the end of the year, and of course we'll get to those selections. But let's start with what happened last week. Gunner, you thought you were going to come in with a big Hail Mary and win $1,300. What happened?
Oh, I got bloody closer than you did, you snug prick. Cash Point, he had a lot of work to do down the back straight, and he almost got there. But, one of Rhino's New South Wales dogs was too good, made all the running out in front, and, second pays as much as eighth.
Does. So he came second.
Yes.
Obviously. Oh, I've had too many coffees today.
Yep.
Rhino, how you doing? What happened?
Oh, yeah, disaster. Like, fell out the back of the TV. Couldn't go to back straight. Look, I gave up on... I dismissed the golden rule that is Wanty Park. And
yep.
That is, if you don't lead, you don't win.
You really just didn't?
Don't win.
Did the bias come into it one iota
look,
or not?
Listen. Cosmic Bonus is an incredibly fast greyhound, and he's in as good a form as he's ever been, but he just had too much early pace up his inside, and I was blinded by the fact of ability over track sense. It was my fault. I apologise. I'm actually mortified by what I put up, and I will regain the trust this
negative
week.
Negative 100. Rhino, myself, Poke the Bear, I came in here with big aspirations to get off the mark here and at least get to sort of 185 and be well ahead. And what the hell happened to Poke the Bear? Came fifth?
Done as usual.
Just junk.
Done as, look,
listen, it's the best dog in the land.
Yeah, but like, he's stupid for 5 yards. Like, I fancy him last week
on?
Too. Like, but listen. The way the race panned out, I could never see Box Feature blasting out the way he did against them kind of dogs. Now, I know he did it the week before, but he's added a bit of consistency to his form, and certainly, yeah, look, just poked the bird on his usual trick, flapped out of it, and pretty terrible for 5 yards, and then that was it, race over. You don't get away with it, Wendy. Like,
Fastest dog, but not the smartest.
Well, one thing about him is that he's overcome wide draws in really good feature finals, but you can't. With a dog with his box manners, you can't just keep doing it and expect the percentages to fall your way. Sometimes it's going to catch up with you. He's due for an inside draw and a big feature, yeah. And maybe that'll be coming up once the Australian Cup kicks off.
Yeah, I think Wanty as well, it's very difficult to overcome it. Like, everything happens so quickly at Wanty in front of you. Like, if you know, by the time you turn into the back straight, you're already thinking about the next turn. Like, you know, there's nothing to it. Like, it's a very much front runner's track at the minute, the way it's going.
And he never gives up. But you wouldn't have been able to see that lure down the back straight, but he still picks himself up.
That's the bear, mate.
Yep.
Any birds flying to any dogs this week? Any bird watch?
No, I haven't seen
Gunner's
anything.
Bird watch?
No. haven't seen anything. So the birds have been
well-behaved birds
to their side of the rail.
Very good, Rhino. You said you had two at Sandown tonight. Obviously, Thursday is when we're recording. I'm going to be absolutely going like a cut snake trying to get this thing up before this race, so we better get these tips out early. Thursday night at Sandown, what have you got for us, and why are they winning?
So we've got a couple of good listed feature races. We've got race 6, which is the Maidment Memorial, over 595 metres. Very good field put together here. Going to tip Neo Clio on top here from box five. It looks like the market's come for deliver. I think it's getting a little bit too short. Definitely a winning chance, but all about price. I think Neo Clio probably drift a little bit late. Hasn't been too great from middle draws in these sorts of races, but I think the dogs on its inside and its outside will give it every chance early on to find the lead and make all the running there. And in race eight, we've got the Australian Sprint. Another very good field.
Who do I see there?
You, what, the pokey bear?
Do you give him another chance at the eight?
I think there's just too much depth in this field once again. He can definitely win. You never ride a dog like him off. But it's just, where is he going to be at the point of the turn, and is there going to be something out in front that's going to be too far ahead for him to catch? He would have, those that like the short quote, this dog would have burnt a hole in a lot of pockets last Saturday night at the Meadows. But I'm going to tip Blue Striker from the inside draw here at about $8. He's got really good early toe. I think he'll get a little bit of room from Baruga Brett, who likes to move up the track a little bit early. Not available, sticks to the rail. Rhino's completely switched off.
What is going on? Rhino is just looking into the abyss here in the shitter.
You'll get your chance, mate. I've got two races. You've got four. Don't be selfish.
I'm trying to blank out what you're talking to me, because to me it sounds like absolute nonsense at the minute, because you're dismissive of the dogs that I fancy.
I'm not dismissing them. This is just my opinion.
I know it's hot in here, Rhino, but spare a thought for those in Adelaide at the moment, mate. It's 48 degrees. Yep. You can't blame that.
God bless.
And opinions are like armpits, mate. Everyone's got one and some of them stink. So just continue on and just, you know, look like you give a shit.
Where were we?
To finalise for my 5 minutes of this 30-minute show, which Ryan will speak for 20 of, I'm going to tip Blue Striker in the Australian Sprint.
Your man, Baruga Brett?
Definite chance.
I was hoping for your general, yeah, the car horn,
the old time car horn. Yeah, definite chance in this, but he just likes to get up the track a little bit early, and I think the one and the two probably poke underneath him at some point.
So. Very nice. How are your mates down at Sandown going?
Well, Mick Floyd actually emailed me today and asked me when the show's back, so he was obviously tuned in last week.
What the hell, Mick? Oh, well, that's good to hear. What about the other fellas?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you've got all the data on that, mate. They don't sort of text me and give me a pat on the bum and go, oh, yeah, good show today, mate. Oh, yeah, really liked your gags.
Oh, Rhino's the real man of Sandown, of course, after last year's...
What?
I remember talking to McFloyd about six beers in me, and I said to myself, that fella thinks I'm an idiot.
Oh, very good stuff. All right, let's head to the National Derby heat at Wendy before I literally ran out of steam. It's been a big day for me. I'm not quite putting one foot in front of the other, but never mind, we'll push on. Rhino, why don't you take the reins and get cracking with your thoughts on Wendy's Saturday night action.
Okay, yeah. Look,
nice little bridge there. That was well.
Yeah, you've done it well, though.
That's
good
chemistry, mate.
Friday night action this week.
Friday night, yeah.
Sorry, Friday night. I apologise.
Yeah, you just blew up that bridge, mate. look, starts off race five, National Derby. It's probably all the young pretenders coming through the ranks. And it just so happens that a load of Victorian dogs decide to come up and try and steal the prize from the Wentworth Parkians, whatever you want to call them. First race, we've got a moral certainty. Fantastic Yankee will blow the gates down there and win. I don't see any other outcome, particularly with an inside box one scratching. He's by far and away the best dog in the race, and I'd be shocked if he went off anywhere near the even money mark that he is now with a couple of firms. The second heat, I would be looking at the Jeff Britton dog. He's, for me, again, front runner. He's touched for a race whereby there's a few badly drawn dogs, and dogs are just terrible at the start. Like Jimmy Casey's not smart at the start. He's all shined, is looking like a bigger known winner by the week. And Garb is okay, he's a potential, he's up and coming potential, but he needs inside body and he's been caught out there. I just think 3 will pace up into the corner and lead.
Daniel Garb, avid listener of the non chasers.
Old Garby.
They say.
Who?
Just get going, mate.
Race seven.
He's a great hand trainer, mate.
Oh, right, okay. the garbster.
I hope he's not listening.
It's 40 outside and it's 50 in here.
Delirious here. Move on.
Riz Sam's Heat 3. Look, if it can be believed, now, I read an article last week that this Rio Brave done 29.60 in a trial. He got himself hurt, but it wasn't too bad of an injury. He's obviously appearing here. If he can repeat a 29.60 run, like, he will be winning this doing handstands. He's an incredibly fast dog. He's more of a stayer than he is a starter, if that makes sense. I don't mind him out of seven, particularly because Bugatti Rain and North have both got great early and they'll probably clear him or even give him the room to run. So if Rio Brave comes out and does that kind of a run, or even gets near that run, he will win that race. There's no question or doubt about it. And then the race 8, number 4, or the heat 4, probably one of the lesser ones. I believe there's some cricket player called, is it Ponting?
Ricky Ponting, yes.
That geezer, he has number 2.
Rhino has waltzed. Okay, I'm going to stop you right here.
What's wrong?
Rhino has walked into Australia, and he's packed his bag over there in Dublin, and he's caught the A380 Qatar Airways over to Melbourne. Now, he's got here, and he has landed, and he's disrespecting one of Australia's greats.
All right, sorry. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
The Ponster, right, okay.
Right. Let that be known.
Okay, mate, sorry.
Continue.
Sorry. Ricky Ponting owns number
warning.
2.
That is one warning. We will now start. It is hot in here. We've established that, but that is no excuse for errant slips like that.
Right, well, heat 4. Ricky Ponting's dog in number 2, owned by Jeff Britton. Not a great starter, but a very, very fast greyhound indeed. It doesn't look to be a great heat in fairness. Fernando Blas is probably going to go off favour, but he's probably one to take on what I witnessed of him the last few weeks. I think around Albion Park in one of them Young Gun series. And certainly, yeah. His biggest problem is he's going to have to clear one punk band around the corner, but I think he can easily do that. And certainly he'll take a bit of beating here. And that is my opinion on the National Derby. If you wanted to have a bet in the futures market, I'd certainly be looking at Fantastic Yankee. I think he's an absolute moral to make a final, and if he gets an inside draw and does the run that he can,
cha-ching. Ever play cricket in Ireland, Ryder?
Never in my life.
Wouldn't have thought so. No. If you don't know who Ricky Ponting is. Do you have anything at Wente Park, Gunner, or you didn't quite get the homework? Don't you roll in here on a Thursday
We've all got our states, as Ross Lyon says, you know, let the bakers bake and the cobblers cobble.
When's Big Rusty, the Queensland magician?
Oh, Rhino will have more of an update on that than me.
I think he's back in a couple of weeks. Like, yeah.
Where did he say he was going?
He's in Antarctica.
Is it Antarctica? What the hell?
He's actually off Australia.
He's bookmaking the National Penguin Derby.
That's craziness. All right, well, I did say, last week's show, that we're going to give one lucky non-chasers listener at the end of the season. Now, the end of the season, last season was 30 episodes long, so you have plenty of time if we do get to 30 this time around. But we are going to let one non-chasers listener race a greyhound for a nice little Bunsen down, not confirmed, but down at Sandown Park, and it's going to be absolutely ding-dong and thoroughly enjoyable. How you put your hat in the ring is by getting involved on social media, tweeting us in, and sending us something funny that we can have a bit of a yak and a yip to. And by the end of the season, we will pick that lucky person and they can come down and try themselves. Now, we went and had a look at it the other day, Rhino and Gunner.
Yep.
And I just looked at Gunner and pointed to Rhino and really confused myself. So I tripped up.
Mate, they can't see what you're doing.
And at Sandown, there's the dogs, they go on a little bit of a trial. Now, we've had permission to do that during the trial, but the human has to start after the 200-metre mark because obviously if they start before it and they run past it, it buggers up the trial for the dog, and the trainers don't want the dogs doing a million trials for obvious reasons. So it is a 198-metre run for the human, and then the dogs trial from the 5:25 at Sandown, or is it 5:15? Yeah. So if you think you can beat a dog going at your 198 metres and the dog goes at 5:15, you're going to win a little reward at the end of the season.
Oh,
Zats.
It's as easy as that. Get involved on the socials at sportsbet.com.au. Non-chasers, you see the tweet. That's how we get it out there. Rhino and Gunner like to get it on their socials as well. Gunner puts a little bit of a spiel across. Last week's one was fairly ordinary, but that's neither here nor there.
First up, mate, just maybe if you had done something interesting, it would have been an easier sell.
Jesus, he's coming in hot here. No, very good. Well, I'm looking forward to what Rhino does this week as well. He uses the socials for all the right reasons. All right, fellas, it's come to that point of the week, selection of the week. Now, we're both negative 100. One concern we did have with this is that it would reflect pretty badly if we don't actually get back in the black after a couple of weeks. If we're sitting here in three weeks' time all down negative 500, that would not be looking good. But that's not going to happen because we are very intelligent and, professional tipsters, you could say.
Wow, jeez, you really sold me, mate.
You reckon I might be just scratching that one out. No, in all honesty, where are you going to find some winners this week? Rhino, what is your $100 selection made to get you back maybe into the top of the leaderboard? Because we're all sitting on negative 100 at the moment.
I guess off the start, I'll get everybody off the start on Saturday night. Wednesday, race one, number one, Feather Lily. Simple game. Put your money down and you go and collect 10 minutes later. Just don't even watch the race. Just throw the docket in. Throw the ticket in and say, there you go, mate. Thanks very much. Go get the beer money. Go have a few pints in.
So, Saturday night?
Box one, Federal Lily.
Which race, sorry?
Race one.
Race one, Federal Lily, 220.
Moral certainty.
Moral certainty. Yep. To go with the 9 wife and kids jobs of the season. Very good. Okay. Gunner. The fact I'm calling Gunner Rhino and Rhino Gunner today is really disorientating me, so I apologise.
One of us is going to be disappointed.
Oh, no. don't you dare.
I don't like making a habit of declaring things that are odds on. I was certainly hoping to get a better price about this after 3 scratchings in the first race at Sandown tonight. This looks like a certainty even when it was a full field. I am tipping Peppertide at $1.90.
Which race?
Race one at Sandown tonight.
Jesus, mate. So you're really putting the heat on me. It's 4:07 and I've got to get the podcast out before
7:07. This doesn't matter, mate. We've declared it to a national audience.
Yep, we've declared it. So you're going Peppertide at $1.90.
I am.
Do they drug test that dog after the race by any chance?
It's Peppertide, not Peptide.
No, mate. It's very similar. Well, you know what?
Dank involved, do you reckon?
Pardon?
Stephen Dank involved, do you reckon?
No, never said that.
Okay.
All right, I'm going for my boy.
Don't do it.
Are you just going to tip Pokey Bear?
I'm not tipping Poke the Bear. Since when was my boy Poke the Bear?
Who's your other boy? Delivers the Prince, isn't he? Come on, I know you've got it in your pocket.
Nah.
Go on, put him up.
Tonight, Sandown, race 6, number 6, my Redeemer.
All right.
He's my little tip of the week. I'm going to get us back
since
at $3.
Since when has he been your boy?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Completely made that up. Like,
yeah, you never heard of him until you just looked up that form guy.
I'll just watch the money come in, boys. Don't worry about that. All right.
Love it.
When I'm leading come this time next week, I'll just be looking over my shoulder giggling. All right.
This is going to be a rage fueled battle.
So annoyed at both ears. Like, I'm actually livid with both ears.
Why?
I don't want to say it because in a.
No, say it.
I think Deliver's an absolute certainty in that race in box one.
Nah.
I'm so annoyed at you.
So Peppertide for
Gunner. Yeah, and you pointed at me there. Thanks
done it all day.
Yeah. And Federal Lily in race one.
Federal Lily on Saturday night.
Saturday night, box one, mate.
Federal Lily. Yeah. Very good. Myra Damer for myself, Peppertide for Gunner, and Federal Lily for Rhino Rossborough. Fellas, I think that just about wraps it up. We've very light touch this week. It's 75 billion degrees in the studio.
Yeah.
Some strange things have been said, haven't they, fellas?
Probably.
A few botched cracks at the start of the show.
All yours.
To get us warmed up.
I have to go out with 6 Irish lads later on as well, Lick, so.
You found a few at Sandown tonight, Gunnar?
A few what?
A few winners.
Hope so.
Wouldn't be in a job if you didn't like.
Very good. They talk about the second year blues in AFL sides when a player has a very good start to the year and then just can't back it up. Second show blues are what's sort of getting us this week.
Not from my front. I've been great. You've been shit ass.
Absolute clangers of sauce over here, and that's the silliest thing I've ever said. Fellas, remember, like, listen, subscribe, the non-chasers. If you do want to race the Greyhound at the end of the year, please get involved on the socials. Couple of cheeky little promotions as well this week, Gunner. You've been tapping me. What are they?
Yeah, so make sure that you get on your Sportsbet app and you check out the banners of what offers are on our site. So tonight we've got a money-back special at Sandown and Dapto. And they'll be running for each night this week. So make sure you have a look, because you're gonna get the best value on your Greyhound races at Sportsbet.
And we've targeted the best meetings possible at the meet. So.
Fantastic. Promos galore here at Sportsbet. Fellas, that wraps us up. Thanks very much for coming on. Like, listen, subscribe. You know the drill. We'll be back much better, I promise. Well, I will at least, next week for another crack of the whip in the Sportsbet Non-Chasers podcast. So please gamble responsibly. You're having a crack, and we'll see you next week. See you, guys.
Thanks, Wally.
Thanks very much, mate. Bloody class to be here.
Bye.
Bye.